Artificial intelligence, AI, is doing amazing things in lots of areas, but it's also causing some big problems for the environment. Our article, AI and the Environment, A Tough Balance, looks at this tricky situation. AI helps us in many ways, but it uses a lot of energy, which can be bad for the planet. When we train AI systems, it takes a lot of power, and the places where we keep all the data centers, can release a lot of carbon into the air. We dig into how AI uses a lot of energy and how making AI stuff, like computers and servers, can hurt the environment. But we also talk about ways to fix this, like making AI that uses less energy, using energy from sources like wind and solar, and building computers that are better for the planet. The article also looks at the big questions about AI and the environment. Should we keep making AI if it hurts the planet? How can we make sure our tech growth doesn't mess up the Earth? We want our readers to think about how important it is to balance technology and taking care of our planet. In the end, the article is a wake-up call for everyone who makes and uses AI. We need to think about how it affects the environment. We should work together to make AI that doesn't harm our world, so we can have cool technology and a healthy planet. Next, we talk about what the people in charge, like governments, should do. They could make rules that push for energy-saving AI and help companies that use green tech. This could mean taxing the AI that uses a lot of energy and helping out businesses that are doing things in an earth-friendly way. We also say that regular people like you and me can make a difference. If we know more about how AI affects the environment, we can choose to support companies that care about being green. This can help change things for the better. Then there's a cool twist. AI can actually help us with environmental problems. It can make industries use less energy, predict weather changes, and help us find better ways to use renewable energy. This shows us that AI can be a part of fixing our environmental issues if we use it the right way. The article also shines a light on how this AI environment problem is bigger for some countries than others. Countries with less money have a harder time using AI in a way that's good for the planet. This makes global inequality even worse. We need to work together around the world to make sure everyone can use green AI tech. Finally, we wrap up with a hopeful look at the future. We dream of a world where AI and a healthy environment go hand in hand. The article calls for more research and new ideas in green AI tech. We need everyone across the globe to help move towards an AI future that's friendly to our planet.